Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie, 94 WIP. Our Twitter poll question of the day is brought to you by the Casino at Delaware Park. Beers and Gears, the craft beer and car show, is back Sunday, October 24th at Delaware Park. Details online at DelawarePark.com. Today's question, barring injury, do you think Jalen Hurts will be the Eagles' starting quarterback all season? A, yes. B, no. You can vote at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter. Speaking of WIP, our next guest was the longtime program director of this station. He hired, of course, the three of us, the three knuckleheads that sit here in front of you, John, James, and I, and then said, I'm taking my talents to New York City, where he runs a fine radio station up there as well, 660 WFAN in New York. He is the
660 going old school.
Oh, yes. That's what I call it, 660. He is the maestro of the Reds to Ricky Sanchez podcast and one of the biggest 76ers fans around. Never afraid to share his opinion. Mr. Spike asking, how you been, Spike?
Hey, man, just hanging around, Boone and my Yanks, you know, the Aaron Boone contract extension, my Yankees. I'm
no,
good, man.
Yeah. Like, don't give me that, your Yankees. You don't get 28 titles or 27 or however many they have. You're still with the rest of us, Spike, with two, 1980 and 2008. That's all we got. All right, Spike, all right. Obviously, you know, thought of you this week when we knew this was going to be opening night for the Sixers and then the Ben Simmons thing. Let's start with your assessment of what has occurred with Ben this week, where you think it goes from here, and what a mess it is.
Well, I mean, it was always going to get here if they didn't trade him. The mistake number one was not trading him for James Harden. Mistake number two was not trading him at the draft. Mistake number three was not trading him right after the draft. And unless there is some sort of like three levels deep, you know, act going on where the Sixers knew he wasn't going to play, the agency knew he was going to do this, where they're all sort of playing us to make it seem like everybody's standing up for themselves. Like, he was never going to play in Philadelphia for the Sixers again. Never. No matter how much you find him, no matter how many times you threatened him, no matter how bad the trade market got, he was never going to face those guys on the team again. He was never going to face the fans again. It was always going to end up this way. And I guess that what I always thought was, if you're Daryl Morey trying to trade Ben Simmons and you're worried about value, I want to paint you the picture, Joe, of Friday night at the Wells Fargo Center, Ben Simmons coming back and playing there,
yep,
and getting the reaction that he was going to get, and what we know about Ben Simmons. Like, what are the odds that he handles that well, you know, versus the odds that he handles it so poorly that his trade value is worse, you know?
Right. And well, Spike, to be clear, I agree with you. I think they waited too long, and I've stated that many times, but it is what it is. I mean, we're here. I mean, it is, you know, and that's where Spike, and a lot of people disagree with me, and that's fine. I think Joel yesterday did a disservice to Daryl Morey and the 76ers, because the Sixers have a strategy, which is try to utilize Ben in the meantime and then try to trade him for the most they can. And when Joel blasts Ben the way he did yesterday, I believe Joel Embiid basically spit in the face of the 76ers strategy.
Well, I'll agree with you and I'll disagree with you. I'll agree with you in that was not the greatest move. Like, you know, Joel wants to be a leader and Joel wants to be the best player on a championship team, Joel's got to sit there and do it with a straight face. Maybe he leaks things to Ramona Shelbourne that come out. Like, maybe he finds his way to get back at Ben, but he's got to be a face that does it. The other side, the place where I disagree with you, is that it does not make any difference. Like, what Joel Embiid said yesterday was never going to make a difference. The value of Ben Simmons, and I think I said this the last time I was on with you guys, the value of Ben Simmons is what it is because he is what he is as a player. And it's not going to change based on him having a good practice or a bad practice, or Joel Embiid saying he likes him or he doesn't like him. It is obvious to everyone, and the Sixers made it obvious when they suspended him for not trying in practice, you know, and for being disruptive in practice, that it's not going well. So whatever Joel says at the press conference, I just don't think it matters. Could he have handled it better? For sure. But does it matter? I don't think so.
All right, Spike, let me ask you this. You don't think Ben's going to play for the Sixers again. What do you think will happen tomorrow? The Sixers will be back in town. They have a practice scheduled. Doc is on the record saying we'll welcome him at practice. What do you think will happen tomorrow?
I think if Daryl Morey were smart, he would send Ben Simmons home and say, and stop worrying about finding him and all of that kind of stuff, and just say, sit at home and we'll figure it out when we figure it out. I don't know what's going
to
happen.
I hate that strategy, by the way. That to me
it's
feels
the only
like,
strategy. It's but, the but, only but strategy it's, is it's, to get people it, to try to forget.
It's letting Ben win. I can't pay Ben and not have his services. I can't.
It's not your money.
Yeah, but it's my team. It's my team.
But it's a worse team.
Okay. So he sent him home and he doesn't pay him. You feel better?
Yeah, I do, actually. Honestly, I would rather they suspend him back to the Stone Age than pay him to sit on a couch. Yep.
I just don't care. It's not my money. And I'm a season ticket holder. It's not my money. I don't care. He'll be gone in 2 weeks.
So, Spike, you feel this is a better Sixers team without Ben present?
No. I think it's a better Sixers team with whatever you – hopefully with whatever you get for Ben Simmons, even if it's not Damian Lillard or Bradley Beal or anything like that. I think you can fill out a roster that gives the team more upside than it does with Simmons. Let me be clear, though. Anyone who watched that game last night knows that the Sixers are not in the league of either of those two teams.
No question.
Milwaukee was good already, but now they've won a championship, and they know what they are now. Like, there's a mile of difference between the Sixers and the Bucks right now and the Sixers and the Nets. So I think what we're talking about at this point with the Sixers is let's get it back on track. Like, let's stop being a blank show. Let's stop being an embarrassment for the league. Let's stop being like the joke of the league. It's great for us. It's amazing, like, from a content perspective, but from an organizational perspective, it's embarrassing. Like, they need to get it back on track. So, I don't even think like a championship is a discussion right now. Like, I don't even think you can have that discussion when this is going on.
What moves do you expect? What moves could make us and could put us in that championship discussion?
I don't know. It takes two things. It will take a trade for a perimeter star player, and it will take, as good as Embiid was last year, he's got to be better. Like, he's got to continue to get better. Because just watching what Giannis looked like last night wasn't even his best game. That guy is a monster right now. Like, that guy's a monster. And they need another star player, a perimeter player, and they need Embiid to level up again. Yeah, I've never been in this run of Sixers, you know, for the last 7 years or whatever.
Yep.
I've never been lower on their possibility of winning a championship than I am right now.
I think that's a great statement. I agree with you on that, Spike.
How much harder is it for Joel to be a star if he's the only star?
Oh, it's much harder, especially with the position that he plays. I think it's in today's NBA, being the only star player and being a center, you know, a post center, I think is pretty tough. But there's really, you know, you could say that Giannis is the only star on his team.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
Chris Middleton is an all-star. Drew Holiday has been an all-star. But that team is built for Giannis. that team is organized around Giannis. And even though Middleton's not a star player, he's a very, very good player. He's better than Ben Simmons is. You know, he's better than Tobias Harris. So he's still better. So is Drew Holiday. So those two players are still better than whatever the second best player on the Sixers is.
Spike asking with us right now. Of course, Sixers start the season tonight. Spike, you mentioned earlier kind of in a prediction mode, you think Ben will be gone in 2 weeks. For what? I mean, give us like 2 to 3 scenarios of who they could get back.
You're not going to like the answers. No, only because I just don't think there's like an obvious trade that makes them much better right now. The trade that we keep coming back to, and Michael Connor has talked about this on a lot, is Minnesota is a team that actually wants him, like a lot. So are you able to get a few draft picks out of Minnesota and get Malik Beasley and Torian Prince, or Malik Beasley and D'Angelo Russell, and then you're able to move Russell after this year, or Malik Beasley and Patrick Beverley? The key there is the picks, right? And then those players will fill out your roster and will make sense around Embiid. I don't like Russell at all, but Beasley makes a lot of sense. Beverly will make sense. Prince could make sense. You know, you could build a trade that makes sense. And speaking of Mike keeps talking about Ben for Kyrie. I just don't think the Nets would do it. I just don't think they're ready to let that ship sail. And if you're Kevin Durant or James Harden and you want to win a championship, you're looking at – I'd rather take my chances with Kyrie than invite Ben on.
Well, and the mandate up there where you are could change, Spike, by the time the NBA playoffs happen April, May, and June.
Sure, yeah.
So even if Kyrie didn't play for 60 games, he could still play and be eligible in the final 20. I mean, that's entirely possible.
Yeah.
Spike,
yep.
Your season prediction, let's get to it. We know it's really tricky because we don't know like who they're going to trade Ben for and how long he'll be out or whatever. But 82 games, what's your prediction?
I mean, it's a guess. So let's say if I'm guessing that a trade like I just speculated happens with Ben, and I don't think a star trade is happening this year. So if those things are true, maybe they win 45 or 46 games, they're the sixth seed, and they lose in the first or second round. I mean, you know, that's if that is my – With the very little information I have, that seems like the most likely scenario.
Let me ask you one more question, Spike.
And by the way, before you do, they're in a position where if Embiid gets hurt for a month,
I know.
You might be a play-in team because the East is much better than it was last year.
And if he gets hurt for 2.5 months, you might miss the playoffs.
Yeah,
Spike. Let's just follow up on that sort of concept because your pick might startle some people. Because I think there's a lot of people that still think the Sixers are going to be a 50-win team. I don't.
Mm-mm.
I've been trying to tell people Ben Simmons is better than a lot of people have in their minds right now just because of how it ended and how disgusted we all are with him. I keep coming back to I believe he's the third best player on the team. A lot of people don't want to hear it. I mean, he is the third best player on the team, right? Let me put it another way. He is a top 30 to 35 player in the NBA, correct?
I don't think so. I think he's borderline top 40, but here's the problem. The problem is wherever you rank him in the regular season, do you believe you can win a championship with him playing 30 minutes a game on the court? And I don't. So what good is that, right? Like you get to the point where every other player you could imagine them winning a championship with.
But not these jokers that he could get traded for. They all stink.
Well, but they could be on the court. I think in the playoffs, Ben Simmons actively prevents you from winning. I think he actively prevents you from winning an important series because he can't touch the ball. I just can't think of another team where unless it's like, you know, the Hawks had Clint Capella, who's a rim-protecting center. You're not giving him the ball. But I cannot think of another situation where you would have a perimeter player who can't touch the ball in the playoffs. It's like embarrassing.
It just makes me wonder what's wrong with Minnesota that they actually won it.
Well, they're Minnesota, right? Like if you're a team like that, then you can't – like beggars can't be choosers. They're not going to attract anybody in free agency, I think, is the real issue. And they're trying to build a team that makes the playoffs. Like they haven't been, you know, they made it once, I think, with Jimmy Butler. But like they need, they're not aiming for a championship, yep, I don't think, right now. They're aiming to be, you know, a reasonable team. And Joe, to your point about Ben being the third best player on the Sixers, like if Ben Simmons was Jay Crowder, who's like, you know, the fifth or sixth best player on the Suns, they would win that series versus Atlanta last year. They wouldn't have lost. So is Ben Simmons better than Jay Crowder? Maybe. But I'd rather have a guy that plays defense and stands in the corner and shoots threes than if Ben Simmons was P.J. Tucker, they would have beaten the Hawks. Like, what good is it?
All right, Spike, final thing here. You've probably lost sight of this because you've been derelict around here for a while now. But the five-year anniversary of John James and I together is this week. So what are you going to get us on Friday? Are you going to have a great steakhouse cook-off, a meal for us? Like, Friday, what are you going to do for us?
The fact that you still have a job seems like gift enough.
Spike, stay well, buddy. Thanks, man.
All right, see you guys.
There he is, from the Rights to Ricky Sanchez podcast, Mr. Spike Askin. 215-592-9494, where you heard Spike's prediction for the season. Coming up, our predictions. 82 games, how many wins, where they finish in the conference. We'll hit that next. Plus all your calls, Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie on WIP. All right, Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie, 94 WIP. Well, one thing and then right to the phones. Now that we know that Spike Eskin's not going to be getting us any gift on Friday for our five-year anniversary, see if the new guy, what's his name? The new guy, what's his name? Rod? Is that his name? Rod?
Yes.
Rod Lakin?
You know his name.
Let's see if Rod's going to come up with a gift. I mean, listen, it's not really Rod's responsibility because he's only been here about 2 weeks. So, frankly,
it's absolutely not.
Well, it'd be a nice thing
to
do.
Somebody's responsibility.
No, it's not.
David Yagaroff, is it his
responsibility? 5 years, John.
I mean, we've been here for five
years. 5 years.
I mean, somebody, I think,
half a decade, man.
Yeah, come on, man. 5 years together.
Oh, come on.
Not to mention the combat pay I got to have sitting next to you, Richie. I mean, you talk about crushing my face and you yell at me and all this stuff. So you make fun of me constantly. I could have gone to HR 175 times by now. But I don't do that. You know, I'm a good guy. So,
yeah, you're so
I'm
resilient.
Expecting I mean,
he
I'm
is
not
very resilient.
He is, actually.
I'm not really expecting, but I'm wanting a little something.
I would say hoping.
Yeah.
That is such a dichotomy, like the softness coupled with the resilience.
Is that a compliment?
Bushy, soft, yet resilient.
He's the uncool gangster.
Yeah, we're crossing it weird.
That's what it is.
Let's go to the phones right now.
We both just got a couple in there. That's good.
Listen, Friday, we'll have to cook up a lot of stuff related to our 5 years. Maybe a little audio, some of the best of or worst of.
Oh, yeah, buddy.
Have some fun with that soundboard in there.
It's mostly worst of.
You know, I mean, you hear James talk about the North Pole and the South Pole being the same thing.
Oh, classic. Chicken wings. Joe cursing on the air. We got so many.
Yeah, John hitting home runs when he was like a six-year-old in the backyard, you know.
No, I never hit home runs.
Danielle's hitting dongs every day when
Danielle.
We're out in the yard.
Danielle was hitting
those dongs.
All right, so we'll have some fun with that on Friday. Looking forward to it. All right, our 76ers season prediction, that's coming up shortly. Let's talk to Will right now, Northeast Philly. Hey, Will.
Hey, guys. How y'all doing today?
Doing well, Will.
You know, like yesterday I said what I said, and – you know, I kind of understand where Joe is at. You know, just like with me yesterday, I believe everybody deserves a second chance, right? But the whole thing is, when you don't even think yourself deserve a second chance, how do you expect the rest of the players to respect or to keep reaching out to you? So right now, when things like that happen, you enabling the person. You know what I'm saying? You gotta be straight up with this guy and let him know, you know, enough's enough. We was willing, even the fans was willing to forgive. You know, we was going to feel some type of way for a few games. But I know a lot of fans was feeling like myself and also Joe. But now he done threw all of that out the window.
Let me just say this. You bring up great points. Here's my if I'm the Sixers and I'm working with Embiid on the strategy, I would want Joel to know. Let me put it this way: they're suspending him for a reason, and part of it is to try to bring him back, to actually try to get Ben to bend his knees and to kneel before them. And so when Joel says what he says, I think it undercuts trying to bring Ben back. I don't agree with Spike Eskin that it's over.
I don't agree
with that.
I sure do.
I don't agree with that.
And when
The whole thing is, can I say something?
Sure.
The whole thing with the, you cannot blame Embiid, okay? Like, just like we all,
sure
everybody keeps saying the same thing. We tried to reach out to him, and the city was willing to accept him again. And one thing like what DMX said, we have expectations for a lot of people, and we have to expect what that person is. So a snake going to be a snake, a dog going to be a dog, and guess what? A baby's going to be a baby. So you got to understand where it comes from. Real quick, John.
Yeah.
On the off season, I just came up with this crazy idea. But being as though you were a former Eagle and Deuce was a former Eagle, how about in the off season we fire Sirianni and bring you and Deuce in to coach the team?
Yeah, well, I think they'd be doing the right thing, bringing Deuce back. That's for sure.
You would consider if they offered?
I'm not qualified.
I mean, what is he? The offensive coordinator?
Richie coming in off the street to be the offensive coordinator. That would be a story.
Yeah. Because Will,
I was a volunteer assistant at my high school back in 2006 when I first retired from playing, and I helped lead us to our worst record since 1974. I'm not good enough to be coaching this Eagles
team.
Hey,
listen, right now I think you will have a better strategy than what Sirianni has right now.
That he might.
Yeah, that he might. Will, give me a great movie, Dad. Who do you have?
How about Adam Sandler, Big Daddy?
Ooh, except he's not the dad, but yeah.
Yeah, so he's not. Was it John Stewart? Is that
it? It was John Stewart. Yeah. So, yeah, unfortunately.
Unfortunately, not going to work.
Not going to work. A good movie, though. Really good movie.
Entertaining.
Let's talk to Sean. Sean, you're on WIP.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Doing well, Sean.
So I think Joel Embiid stepped up as a leader yesterday because how can you take somebody consistently for the last however many months it's been disrespecting you and your team, and he came, regardless what he said after the game in the playoffs, he consistently defended Ben in the media.
Yes, he did.
And when you return, as soon as you return, and the videos that we all saw, it was obvious how disrespectful he was.
Right.
So.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast. Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Imagine what you didn't see in the video.
Sure. And what's been reported? So, what's been reported is that he took part. He was on a separate court, just shooting around by himself, doing whatever he was doing. Probably not shooting, actually, passing around by himself. And when asked to take part in the first like scrimmage setting, he says no. Now remember, in the previous day's practices, when he had been there, he didn't even like. He would just change clothes and leave, like wouldn't even like go in the locker room with the team. He would just take off. First guy to leave every day, least involved guy every day. He's not being a teammate like he should. And Joel basically called him out on it, which is fine. That's what a leader does.
What a leader does.
Yes.
Right. So Joe, I think you're completely wrong about Joel whatever, decreasing his decreasing Ben's value. We're not going to get anything for Ben with a bunch of garbage. Like, that's just how it is.
Well, I don't think it's going to be much. I don't think it's going to be total garbage, but it won't be much. That I will agree with you on. Sean, give me a great move. Go ahead.
Well, first, the last thing is, I wish I could take three baths in a jacuzzi a day, man. That would be nice.
Well, first off, it wasn't in a jacuzzi. I'd love to do that, too. It was in a bathtub. It was three times.
It's not
horrible.
Well, it's quite good. It's just not as good as
three baths in a day. It's just.
Dude, I'm reading a good book.
I can't. There are no words.
So, how many hours were spent bathing?
Let me answer that in a second. Sean, a great movie, Dad. Who do you have?
Mrs. Doubtfire.
Already said. Give me a different one.
Look Who's Talking. Does that count?
Sure.
I don't know.
Travolta. Well, he eventually becomes the dad of the second baby, right? So the first baby.
First baby didn't. It's been a really long time.
Bruce
Willis, the voice of the baby. Is that what it was?
Yeah, I think. Yeah. But the first baby's.
And Roseanne in the second one.
Yeah. So the first baby's Kirstie Alley with that older guy, I think.
I was wondering why you remembered so well. It's because it was Kirstie Alley.
Well, no, but the whole thing is true. Well, yeah, but Travolta like picks her up. Isn't he like the cab driver?
I don't remember.
Well, here's what I'm telling you.
Yeah.
Travolta's not the father of the first baby. I think he's the father of the second baby.
I believe you.
Okay.
I just don't remember.
All right.
Joe knows his Kirstie
Alley,
man.
Yeah, you know. I trust you, man.
Yeah, I'm a huge fan. I'm a huge fan of Kirstie Alley.
Pause there. That was great.
Listen. Big fan.
Does Amy know about how big a fan you are?
We watch Cheers together. She knows. Yeah, she gets it.
She a big Sam Malone fan?
She's never expressed that.
She keeps to herself.
Wouldn't surprise me, but she's never expressed it. The three different baths on Sunday, how many hours? If I had to guess.
Oh my God. I don't even want to know the answer.
This is just a guess. I mean,
my life's a waste of time.
Well, it's true. One was a long session in there. Because I remember in one of them I read about 50 pages. Which is a lot. Given the font of this book and all. I would say it was somewhere between probably between 4 to 5 hours that
what?
Day. Sure.
What?
Absolutely.
Are you kidding me?
I'm not kidding you at all. When you have a good book, you're in the water and you have a good book, a little splish splash, and you're all good. What's wrong?
4 to 5 hours.
James,
I don't have 4 to 5 hours free a week, man.
I like to read.
The entire week, I don't get 4 to 5 hours
the Eagles,
to myself.
The Eagles didn't play. I had time. The Dallas outcome really didn't matter because it's not going to impact the Eagles anyway. So I said, I'm not watching the end of that game.
And so that's your go-to. Like, if left to your own devices and you have the time to do whatever you want.
Yeah, I mean, here it's really
it's bathe.
It's real simple. In the summertime, it's golf. And in the wintertime, it's bathe and do puzzles.
215-238-4500 times yours. Yeah. Just go wild.
I started a new puzzle on Sunday as well. I mean,
oh, my God. Yeah. It was a real DeCamera day.
It was. And I get into my zone with books and all that stuff. It's quite enjoyable.
Oh, my God.
Let's talk to Vicky right now in Kennett Square. Hey, Vicky.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Vicky, isn't taking a bath a good thing?
It is, but 4 to 5 hours is excessive.
But I mean, that's spread out over three baths. It wasn't a 5 hour one bath. Three different baths.
I know, but even at that, that's, and I agree. I don't even have 4 to 5 hours spare time in a week, let alone a day to
Look,
do that.
Thank
you. But listen, I'm happy for you. I'm happy
thank
for you.
You.
That's good stuff.
Thank
good
you.
Stuff. I just wanted to say about Ben Simmons.
Yes.
I'm a mom of two teenage boys who love basketball. We love the Sixers. We love Joel Embiid, and we were rooting for Ben Simmons. And, you know, as a mom, this is a temper tantrum that he's throwing.
Yep.
This is a child behaving like a child.
Yeah.
Well, he's not a child, but he's behaving like a child. And what do you do with a kid who's throwing a temper tantrum? You ignore them. You give them the attention they want. They're just going to draw it out more, make it a bigger deal. I think Joel Embiid did the right thing. He was being a leader by saying, we got to move on.
Yeah.
This guy has disrespected us. He's not, you know, being a part of the team. I mean, this is 100% on Ben Simmons. He's the only one affecting his trade value. And,
yeah.
you know, what Joel did yesterday did not affect it at all. If anything, I agree that he, you know, said, listen, he's got to take this team and move him forward. And he's dealing with a lot of collateral damage here with Ben Simmons.
Well, there's no doubt about that.
I mean, yeah, and the owners really, you know, I mean, unless you're living under a rock, anybody is going to know that it's Ben Simmons decreasing his own value. And these owners should have known this a long time ago. If they really had the best interest of the team at heart, they should have traded him, you know, cut their losses and moved on. And what we're doing is, I said last night at the dinner table to my family, I'm like, everyone should stop talking about this. We should just ignore Ben Simmons and move on with what's important is the team.
Yeah, but it's impossible. It matters. It matters too much. It does. All right, Vicky, give me a great movie dad.
George Banks, Father of the Bride. Steve
oh,
Martin.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. They were good
Love
movies.
Love that answer.
Yeah,
they
were
great
answers.
I don't
answer. Know if
yeah.
I saw that.
Oh, get out of here. They're really fun. Like, they're good movies.
I love
Very
Steve
fun.
Martin.
Oh, you'll love it. It's just Steve Martin. I mean, he's the whole movie.
And I'll say this. While I'm a fan of, as you guys know, the Beverly D'Angelos, the Kirstie Alleys, the Markie Posts, who just passed away.
Diane Keaton, is that what we're going?
No, not Diane Keaton. I am a fan of that Kimberly Williams.
Oh, look at you. Someone who was a younger person at the time.
And I saw her in a TV show live in front of me. According to Jim, and another one in that show I'm a fan of, that... Who's that actress from Melrose Place?
Heather Locklear?
No, the blonde. She was on According to Jim Belushi's wife.
Oh, Courtney Thorne Smith.
Yes, huge fan of her as well. So
yeah, you got a type.
Tying up. I do have a type. I really do.
I didn't even know who this Kimberly Williams. It's Kimberly Williams Paisley.
Yeah, she got married.
I had to look it up. I don't even know who that is.
Much to my chagrin, she got married.
I've never
you
seen her.
You watch Father of the Bride, you would know who she
good
was,
movie.
Obviously.
Good
yeah.
movie. All right, let's get to our prediction, guys. We do it, you know, you guys know the drill, a couple times a year. Season's about to start. We give our prediction. In this case, it's the Philadelphia 76ers. Let me just roll out the past, and then I'll turn it to John, I'll turn it to James, and I'll weigh in. Here's the deal. When the Sixers tried to start winning, and they really for sure tried in the 2018 season, 2017-2018. That prior year, they kind of tried, then Embiid got hurt, and they stopped trying again. 2017-2018, the first year they were good, they were 52-30. They were the 3 seed. Then in 2019, this is the year they acquired Jimmy Butler and Tobias, right? They were both acquired in the same year, I believe. That year they went 51-31. They were the 3 seed. 2020, this was the year that it was cut short by the pandemic, ultimately finished in the bubble. They went 43-30. If you project that for what it would have been over a full 82-game season, they would have won 48 games. They were the 6 seed. And then last year, again, a shortened season because, of course, it was started later because of the pandemic effect of the season ending later the year before. Last year, they went 43-23. Had they played a full complement of 82 games, it would have come out to a 56-win season. And, of course, they were the one seed. So, John, I turn to you. No Ben, maybe forever, maybe for a while, maybe for a week. Maybe someone else comes in soon. Maybe they don't.
Yeah.
John Ritchie, sir.
What's the over-under for our season wins?
I do have that in my phone.
Yeah, I've seen 50, 51, 50 and a half, like that general range, depending on where you look.
But I will say, this is really complicated because you just don't know. You just don't know what's going to happen with Ben and how long it will take.
Yeah.
You just don't. And what quality or not quality player they're going to get back. Are they going to get players? Are they going to get draft picks? They get draft picks as the primary. That doesn't help this season. If they get players back, that can help this season. There's a lot of unknowns. John Ritchie, I turn to you. Your prediction for the 76ers this year.
Yeah. Something that Spike said really sticks out for me. If Joel struggles at all from an injury perspective, that could really torpedo things. And I think the over-under, you know, being 50 or whatever.
I'm looking at 50 and a half right now. I see 50 and a half.
I'm going way under 50. I feel 45 is 45, 46. Maybe I'll err to the side of
which one
you want? 45.
45. I will write down whatever you tell me, 45.
And 45 and what, 37, I guess that makes them.
A 5-6 seed kind of thing?
5 or 6, yeah.
James Seltzer, what do you got?
I am also under the win total, but I'm not quite as pessimistic as Richie. I think they win 48 games this year. I think they're like a 5 seed, with like 4 or 5 seed, somewhere in that
range. 4 or 5 seed with 48 wins. Well, I'm lower than both of you guys. I'm telling you, I think this Ben Simmons thing will drag on. Not perhaps for months, but for some weeks, I think. I'm telling you, not having Ben on the court is going to hurt them in the regular season. There's no doubt in my mind about that. Third best player on the team. And you can't just lose a multiple-time All-Star and act like, oh, no big deal. No, it is a big deal. Hurts. My prediction for the 76ers is 44 wins, 38 losses, the 6 seed, and a very unfulfilling season. So I don't want to hear, here they come, and all that nonsense. Now, look, I'll be down there Friday night, and I'll be watching tonight, and I'll be excited that we have a team that we love, one of our squads back, the 76ers, who in recent years have been the best team. I mean, ever since the Eagles won the Super Bowl and then got to the divisional round in 2018, ever since that point, the Sixers have, you know, taken over as the best squad in town. And they might still be the best squad in town. But, as Spike said, the arrow's pointing down. I think Spike's statement earlier that this right now feels like that they project to have the least chance to win a title that they have projected at any time over the last many years, I think is an accurate statement. Maybe even when they were in the tanking years, when you actually thought, hey, they can tank their way to greatness. They've made so many mistakes, and I'm disappointed. So, you know, Doc Rivers, I don't know. I mean, I can't trust him much. I don't like his presence because of how he wagged his finger at all of us last year. I still want him fired as a Sixers coach. He did a good job last year in the regular season, but Tyrese Maxey, good luck, everybody. He's okay, but he is not going to be a quality starting point guard. He won't be. He might be a passable starting point guard, but not a quality starting point guard. Seth Curry and Tyrese Maxey having to defend together? Are you kidding me? Okay, now you're going to bring in Matisse Thybulle at some point. Sure. Your first guy off the bench. How much offense is he going to give you? Not much. I think they are a compromised team, and holy hell if Joel Embiid gets injured. That's my prediction for the 76ers season and our predictions collectively. Shout out to Cameron, John Ritchie, 215-592-9494. Coming up, we talked to the Diddy, Ray Dittinger, about the Ben Simmons mess and, of course, about the Eagles as well. All of that is next on 94 WIP. Hey, you guys hear me talking all the time, and I just did it 5 minutes ago, talking about how much I love taking a hot bath. I sure do. And there's nothing better than knowing that with a parts and labor plan from PGW, when you need hot water, you've got hot water. PGW's parts and labor plan is great protection for your natural gas heater and other natural gas appliances. And when your appliances run efficiently, you spend less, you keep more money in your pocket. Obviously, that's a big win. There are plenty of plans to choose from, and there's never been a better time to sign up. It's so easy to do. You can do it today. Go to pgwplp.com. That's pgwplp.com. And choose the plan that's right for you with PGW. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie. It is 94 WIP. James telling me that the Eagles have opened up what they call the, what are they, the practice window for Tyree Jackson, James? Is that the phrasing? Which means
correct.
He's getting closer to coming back, which is obviously good news. They were very high on him in training camp. I mean, the reporters that were out there on a daily basis, and James, John and I were out there, you know, four or five times, but the reporters are out there every day, so this guy had a heck of a training camp. So, wow. Looking forward to seeing him play.
He looked gigantic.
Remember
the reporters who were out there every day were telling us that we were undefeated and we were looking like a great team.
Look at you, John.
Wow, shots fired.
John taking a shot at all the reporters.
Shot there, huh?
John just lined up 15 reporters and took a shot at all of them. And I noticed he did none of that by name. He just lumped them all in together.
Yeah,
that's all right. What are you going to do? All right, let's welcome
no,
in.
Look, we were.
Joking, you buddy.
We were very positive. We were feeling good about things. Tyree Jackson was part of that good feeling.
Yeah.
The guy is, you know, a recent convert to the tight end position.
Yep.
But he looked like an incredible athlete, and he truly is the biggest looking tight end I've seen as an Eagle.
Yeah, he's a big dude. All right, let's welcome in our next guest, the Diddy. We'll talk some Sixers. We'll talk some Eagles. With Ray Dittinger, who is brought to us by PGW. Choose a parts and labor plan that covers all of your natural gas appliances or just one, and get PGW's expert technicians on call for a one-time low cost. Choose your plan at PGWPLP.com. Ray Diddy, you've seen a lot in Philly sports, and this week, oh boy, oh buddy, this one's got to rank up there. Ray Diddy, how are you, sir?
I'm good, Joe. How are you doing?
I'm good. And Ray, congratulations on a great run you had with Tommy and me.
Yeah, it was a terrific 2 weeks. It really was. My thanks go out to the folks at the Delaware Theater Company who were wonderful hosts, great theater, and 14 terrific shows. The cast just killed it every time out. We got a standing ovation every single night. It was wonderful. And we closed with a great show on Sunday with a terrific performance and then a great post-show Q&A hosted by none other than Jim Gardner, Channel 6.
Oh, wow, that is great.
So it was really a wonderful, wonderful experience. And, you know, everybody walked away. We had a really nice kind of gathering after Sunday's performance, and we all had dinner together and shared each other's company. And now we all go our separate ways, everybody off to different theaters and different productions. But hopefully we will reunite and get to do this again.
Wonderful. Well, Ray, congrats on all of that. Ray, a lot of Sixers stuff we'll get to with you, but let's start with the Eagles. You know, you've seen a lot of Eagles coaches, a lot bad, some in the middle, couple that have been good, not too many, like really good. Sirianni, I know you're concerned. I can hear it every week when we talk to you. I hear you on the post game on NBC Sports Philly. Can you just kind of put into words your degree of concern with Sirianni and where you are right now with how, I'll use the word troubling, the beginning of his tenure has been?
Troubling is a good way of putting it. The approach I've taken with him really from the beginning has been, let's give him a chance. You know, that's kind of where I was. I know the initial reception for him was not good. He was a guy that nobody had ever heard of. His initial press conference was a disaster. And I kept saying, let's give him a chance, give him a chance. And that's kind of where I was. Over time, the way he came out over some of his other interviews and during training camp, I remember saying to you guys, I kind of like what I'm hearing from this guy. I mean, some of the stuff he's saying makes sense to me. He was just giving broad strokes descriptions of what he wanted to do on offense, but it sounded okay to me. Not being locked into one system necessarily, but trying to fit the players into roles that suited their talents, and wanted to mix some of the running game in there, and he wasn't wedded necessarily to throwing the ball on every down. I mean, it was all stuff that I thought, okay, it sounds to me like this guy's got a pretty good plan. Players seem to like him.
There's a butt in here coming though, right?
Well, no. The butt is everything's kind of sounds sort of promising here, but let's see how it plays out come the regular season.
Yep.
And that's kind of where we are now. I've been watching these last few games here, and I'm just shaking my head, saying, "What is he thinking? You know, what's he trying to do? You know, you go through the whole first half of the game last week against Tampa Bay, and Miles Sanders gets touch ball one time. It makes no sense to me. And then you know, the press conference with the offensive coordinator yesterday, you know, he comes out and says, yeah, you know, we've been looking at it, we've been studying it, and, you know, yeah, we probably should try and get the ball to Miles Sanders more. It's like, you had 65,000 people in the stadium last Thursday night. We're telling you exactly yeah. that. What, you guys need 5 days of quote-unquote self-scouting to come to the same conclusion that the fans had sitting in the stands on Thursday night? Hello? I mean, what are we talking about
and that
here?
We came 2 weeks ago, right? That's the other thing. Like, if this was just a standalone game, okay. You know, bad games happen. But it's the same thing every week.
Ray, is it possible that that flexibility that you were discussing there, you know, he Sirianni told us that he was going to, you know, customize this offense to the talent that he had to work with.
Correct.
And yesterday I hear Shane Steichen come out and say he really hasn't run zone read RPO offense himself in the past. And we know that Nick Sirianni, it's not necessarily his area of expertise based on what he has said in the past. Is it possible that they're trying to do this RPO stuff without really knowing how to do this RPO stuff because they think that's what the quarterback does best?
That's kind of the question I was asking myself as I watched Thursday night. I'm watching what's happening in front of me, and I can't believe my eyes.
Right.
I mean, are you kidding me? This is the National
yeah.
Football League?
Yeah.
Really? This is an NFL team, and this is what they're running? I mean, I could, you know, Seth and I were watching it, and Seth once said, this is a high school offense.
Yeah.
I said, excuse me, you're insulting St. Joe Prep and LaSalle. I mean, yeah. their offenses are more sophisticated than what we're seeing
here.
First off,
the Prep runs at a college level at a minimum. We know that.
No doubt. No doubt. But you know, what I said to Seth, and he kind of like nodded his head, I'm thinking the same thing, is I'm watching this and it makes no sense on any functional level. But I'm saying, okay, I can only conclude one of two things. I don't know which is true, but it's got to be one of two things. Either this is truly their offensive philosophy. This is truly their offense. Or this is all this coaching staff believes this quarterback can run. And yeah. whichever it is bad, okay? There's no good answer there. But it's got to be one or the other. It has to be, it's either what these guys are really trying to do, which to me you can't explain or defend, or it's as a coaching staff, they've come to the conclusion, you know, this is really all Jalen Hurts can do, so this is what we're going to do. Well, guess what? If those are the only two things that you've got going for you, and that's the only rationale 6 games into this season, you and me and everybody else, we're in big trouble.
Yeah. I agree. Big trouble. All right, Ray Dininger, phone calls up ahead. You want to talk to Ray? Of course, you can jump in with us as well. 215-592-9494. We'll continue the Ben Simmons stuff. Sixers do play a game in a few hours, which is unbelievable because it feels like it's like in the backdrop of all the conversation, but they do start their season tonight. Plus, everything Ray just said about the Eagles, and we all know enough about Ray to say he's not Mr. Hot Take guy. It's not the way he's wired. He's legitimately concerned. It is incredibly obvious.
Well, I was listening to you guys on Monday.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Friday.
Friday yeah.
the
yeah.
day after the game.
Yeah.
Then I heard what you were saying. And you know, and Joe said, I heard you say, this guy's the worst Eagles coach you've seen in your lifetime.
Yeah.
Based on what we've seen to this point, you know, I'm just shaking my head. You said it when I first came on. Look, I've seen all manner of coaches come through here. I've seen some real good ones, a couple Hall of Famers, and I've also seen some guys that looked utterly clueless. And I'm trying to find Nick Sirianni's place on the scale there. And we still have half a season to go, and we'll see where this goes from here. But after seeing the last couple games, I just have no idea what he's thinking, and that's why I want to see what do they come out with this week. What are they trying to do this week? Because there are things that you can do against the Raiders. There are things that you can do against the Raiders, but it all involves running the football based on what I've seen on film. Are they willing to do that? I'm not sure.
Coming up, more on that, plus the phone calls. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie with the Diddy, Ray Dininger as well on 94 WIP.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.